website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Listen in Orange Park at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion as we have them each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. We always look forward to with anticipation and curiosity as to your interest, your dialogue and discussion, your participation in the broadcast each and every day. Our show's developed around the Q&A. We ask the questions, you give the answers. We'd love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion each day. Normally, I have a sometimes extended monologue before we open the lines and invite you to call, but I always like to give you the telephone number in advance so that you can be primed and ready. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to our studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. We're talking about something today that's pretty broad, but we're going to try to narrow it down so that we'll fit into the time frame that we have for the broadcast today. Things that every Christian should know. Now, that could be endless. Things that every Christian should know. We're talking about some vital issues. We're not talking about some theological, doctrinal, biblical issues and your theological denominational dogma or your particular bent. That's not the position in this statement, in this broadcast today. But things that every Christian should know. Did you know? I'm looking at a headline or two as a precursor to our broadcast. This article says, "Now I have no funds. The bank terminates my accounts. And I have with no reason." Independent journalist Christine Urso, U-R-S-O, has reported the Bank of America has abruptly terminated her bank account. Urso, who's been critical in her reporting on various issues, including how the FBI was involved in Governor Whitmer's kidnapping case, took a social media platform X to voice her concerns and frustration. According to Urso's post on X, that is Twitter, the termination came without warning or any clear explanation for her bank's risk department. She claims that despite her longstanding relationship with the Bank of America, access to her firm, her funds have been denied, and she was informed that a check for the account balance would be mailed to her without any specifying date. Quote, "So the Bank of America decided to terminate this business relationship with me? Their risk department made the determination for literally no reason. I've been with them for years. This is clearly because of my documentary and my critical reporting. They won't tell me why. They won't allow me to access my bank account on my own funds. They're telling me that I will get a check in the mail, but they will not tell me when I can expect it. I'm traveling at the end of this month for a documentary, and now I have no funds." This article further states, have you or are you considering taking your money out of the bank that terminates accounts for all conservatives? And it goes on and on. The problem is she's a journalist, and she has been writing about how the FBI, hear me, how the FBI were the major proponents of the so-called attempt to kidnap Governor Whitmer in the 2022 election cycle. That was done so to protect her, make it look as though that some bad people were trying to kidnap her. Yes, they drew in two or three men that were brought into the group, seduced by and brought into the FBI's plans to make that a show trial and ultimately most of those men were exonerated as not being guilty. But ladies and gentlemen, that's some of the things that most Americans, most Christians, most conservatives are not even aware of. Did you know? I'm reading an article from Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel. An extremely wealthy Arab nation, which also funds Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood, has poured billions of dollars into the American universities. Perhaps that's the real reason university presidents are refusing to shut down the pro-Hamas riots taking place on their campuses across America. Listen to what Matt Staver says with Liberty Counsel. During World War II, Muslims joined German Nazis to enact a final solution to wipe out Jews from the face of the earth. Fast forward some 80 years, and some Arab Muslim nations are now pouring billions of dollars into our American universities, as well as the so-called student groups, tearing college campuses apart as they chant Hamas slogans against Israel and Jewish students. Congress must fully investigate the university presidents, the violent jihadist student organizations, and the Nazi-like billionaires in America and the Middle East who are funding the anti-Semitism riots destroying our colleges from coast to coast. And it goes on to talk about each university and each one that is taking place and what is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, what this communist Marxist media is not informing the public, we need to know as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots. We need to understand what we're faced with. We're going to cover just a few of these things today. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. As we come to you with issues each and every day, we do not base our position on political dogma or dogma from denominational backgrounds. We do not base our position on philosophical rhetoric. But what does the Word of God say? It is the truth book. Jesus, as he speaks to his disciples, John 8:31-32 says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2, the Bible says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." And ladies and gentlemen, I want us to realize that the Word of God is not a living document. It is not a document to be modulated, modified, and changed based on cultural dynamics. It is a static, fixed book, but it applies, the truth of the Word of God applies in every generation for centuries past and will be, if Jesus tarries, for centuries in the future. But the secularist George Orwell made a profound statement in the late 40s in his writing in the publishing of the dystopian novel entitled 1984. George Orwell made this statement: "The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find that to be factually true even today. You start talking about truth, there are folks who want to deny it, reject it. There are those that will try to take a half-truth, and I've said before and I'll say again, a half-truth is a whole lie. We need to understand what truth really is. Truth matters. Truth matters. Yet our younger generation today, the 18 to 35-year-old age group called the millennials, the latest survey shows that 55% of that age group say that there's no such thing as absolute truth. They go on to state that, quote, "each person determines their own version of truth." There's not but one version of truth, and that's truth. You can take a half-truth, and it's a whole lie, whether it's about theological, doctrinal, biblical issues, or about political issues, about social, economic issues, about what's happening in the White House. By the way, Snopes or Snoops, however you want to pronounce it, had said for 2 or 3 years now that the story about the Biden's daughter's diary that was found under a bed in one of the halfway houses that she had spent some time in because of her drug addiction and left her diary under the bed. Somebody found it. It was passed on then to Veritas that started publishing it. And now for about 3 years or better, it's been stated by Snopes that it was false, it was phony, it was made up, nothing real. Now that Biden's own daughter has come out and publicly stated that she was sexualized by her dad when he would have her in the shower with him taking a shower, Now, all of a sudden, Snopes says, yep, the diary was real. Yep, the diary was, and in fact, the DOJ, the Department of Justice, the thugs with badges at the behest of Joe Biden's administration, now has tried to confiscate the diary. They've claimed that it was stolen and it then was sold. And as a result of that, the person that found the diary, the person that passed the diary on to Veritas to start publishing it, now she's being persecuted and prosecuted and threatened with jail time because she exposed what was in the diary. But ladies and gentlemen, when it comes right down to it, we need to stand for truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. I believe it's time Christians, conservatives, and pastors of every denominational stripe decide we're going to stand for God, stand for truth, stand for the Word of God, and speak the truth. The truth from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22. The truth is, without equivocation, coming from God's Word, and it ought not to be bifurcated, changed, modulated, modified, watered down, or in any way detracted from. And yet we find so often that taking place today. I think it's time that Christians truly be the salt and light that God's called us to be. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment and the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff. They can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop of that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find the flagpole, the flag. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, things every Christian should know. What are some of those things? Can you identify them? What are some of the things that you think you know but you don't really know? What are some of the things that you wait for the Communist Network News and the other networks to tell you about and find out only what they're saying is from a biased position? This that I read a moment ago about the Bank of America shutting down a conservative account. That's not the first time. It's happening on a prolific basis across America. Bank of America has decided they're going to be the police department to monitor what you say, your stand, especially as a Christian, as a conservative, how you stand and what you stand on. And if it does not align with their liberal bent, then they'll just shut your account down. I'm looking at another headline. Christians in Defense of Israel is the headline article. The anti-Israel protesters have expanded their scope. No longer content to tear up college campuses, these lawless pro-Hamas hirelings are now threatening every hotel and towns that dare to reference Israel. It's beginning to look an awful lot like 1938 once again, and it needs to stop. The Sonata Nashville Airport Hotel in Nashville announced this week it's backing out of the contract to host the long-planned Christian Organization Summit due to threats of intended violence by pro-Hamas forces. The Christian charity group, which has a location in Israel, the group was hosting a summit at the hotel for May 20th, 22nd through the 22nd to educate Christian believers about their connection to the Holy Land. but pro-Hamas thugs began bombarding the hotel with threats of violence should they allow the Christian group to hold its meeting on the premises. And he goes on to talk about how the hotel, because of fear, canceled the contract with the Christian group and notified the police department that they were canceling. And ladies and gentlemen, it's as a result of the threats coming from the pro-Hamas Islamic jihadist, and yet we're being told that Islam is secure, Islam is safe, Islam is somehow, some way palatable. Islam is some way a good religion. And yet Winston Churchill years and years and years ago said that Islamic believers are the most retrograde religious people on the face of the earth. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about the issues that you would consider political. Most everything that we talk about, some could say, is a political issue. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully in case you do not hear our opening introductory remarks. Anything that comes against or faces the church, the Christians, and the home are all biblical issues. As you said in the scripture from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22, we find that no such thing as a political issue. It's called civil government. According to Romans chapter 13, God created civil government as his servant, his doulos, his slave servant, to serve him. And civil government was created by God to protect the good and to prosecute the evil. We found that flipped on its head today, and it's the reverse of that that is found across the nation. And I believe it's time that we as Christians take a stand on moral, ethical issues and not just call them political. A lot of Christians, a lot of churches believe that somehow, some way, the lie they've been told for years now, that separation of church and state, you ought not talk about political things from the pulpit. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. That is a demonic delusion. And many cling to that because they're afraid of the numbers, nickels, and noses in the pews, and therefore from the pulpit they'll not preach the truth. Looking at headline, views of state of moral values in the U.S. are now at its low. Listen to these statistics. 54% say that the state of moral values in the U.S. is poor. Only 33% say it's fair. 83% of Americans think that the U.S. moral values are getting worse by the day. 74% of Republicans say moral values are poor. 97% of the Republicans think that the moral values in America are worsening every day. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the condition of our nation. We need to recognize what's on the horizon before us. We need to be willing to stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the foundations are in danger. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I can simply answer that very sincerely and very quickly. What the righteous can do is pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, confess our sins, ask God to heal our land. Our land needs healing today as much, if not more, than I've seen in my lifetime, and I'm still less than 100 years old. I'm looking at the headline, University Protests are Evidence of a Failed Educational System. Listen carefully. Ladies and gentlemen, this article reads, there is irony in the fact that all of the demonstrations in solidarity with terrorist organizations are taking place on university campuses. These protests are evidence that the educational system has failed many students at the most basic level. In moral terms, these protesters cannot correctly compute 2 + 2 and get 4. They sincerely believe it is impossible to do wrong if the group you're part of is perceived to have power in their hands. The critical theory worldwide view has trained them not to judge the morality of an action based on what a person did, but based on the group's identity and the person involved. As a result, acts that would be evil if committed by one person, that is, destruction of property, arson, rape, murder, etc., are virtuous acts of resistance when carried out by a group of people. So parents have paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to have their children turned into apologists for the worst people in the world. This is an educational failure of epic proportions that warrants a refund, but also exposes the futility of seeing the world through a lens of the powerful and the powerless. a far better lens to think about things in terms of right and wrong, good and evil. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, every Christian, every conservative should know the truth about the events that's taking place on a global basis. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, today America is at the very, I believe, at a very serious crossroads. I believe we need to recognize what's on the horizon. I believe every Christian, every conservative, every patriot needs to know what we're faced with in this election process. We're going to talk about two or three specific things in just a moment. I'm still leading up to the point of where we want to go in the broadcast. And in case you're not familiar with it, in lecturing and hosting a show and presenting a presentation, I usually like to go with what's called the inverted pyramid. Let's take that pyramid, reverse it, invert it, and take the broader part and trickle down to the main point that you're wanting to make. I'm getting to some main points. Some of those main points, we're going to talk about what's on the ballot for November with six amendments that's being offered. We're going to talk about what's happening in the city of Jacksonville with a new bill that's being processed and sponsored. It's Bill 2024-0334. If passed, it will absolutely destroy religious liberties, the freedom of speech, and churches in Duval County. It will destroy it. Hear me. It will destroy the Christian freedom, the religious liberties, freedom of speech that we have. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, looking at the headline, George Soros has already spent $80 million to wrap up the 2024 election in advance. A new report from Media Research Center reveals that the far-left billionaire George Soros, who once boasted of considering himself some kind of god, already has handed out over $80 million to wrap up the 2024 election results in advance. His comments was in a book he wrote where he said, "I carried some rather potent messianic fantasies with me from childhood." And later he elaborated, "It's sort of a disease when you consider yourself some kind of God, the creator of everything. But I feel comfortable about that now that I begin to live out the fact that I am God," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we have George Soros, a Jewish person that basically back in the 40s came against the Jewish people, helped confiscate all the Jews' goods because he was splitting the proceeds, the profits, with the Hitler regime that was out to destroy the Jewish people as a ethnic group. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, it was one, I believe it was Tony Perkins, that just a little over a year ago said that Joe Biden has done more to harm our faith, our family, and our freedom than all of the presidents combined. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm of the opinion that this is exactly what is happening, exactly what is taking place today. That George Soros, along with those that are his puppets and the Islamic regime and the useful idiots, as they're called by Islam and the Islamic jihadists themselves, are in hand, undermining, tearing down, and destroying the very bedrock, the very foundation of our nation. Looking at the headline, Biden, his tyrants obliterating America into non-existence with their liberal agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, do you believe that Joe Biden is good for the country? Do you believe Joe Biden should be reelected? Let me ask a more pertinent question. And I've asked this for the past 3 years. Do you really believe that Joe Biden will be the candidate that we vote for or against November of this year? The Democratic National Committee has its convention. I believe it's in June. And there's already talk behind the scenes that rather than having an open convention where Biden will speak, that Biden will come by way of a television screen and he will not be there in person. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, because they have a superdelegate scenario where the superdelegates and can outvote the delegates for the one that they will choose as their candidate to run on behalf of the Democratic Party, I still believe and I still say, and I could be wrong, that Joe Biden will not be the ultimate candidate that will be running. And now recently when there's a statement about Joe Biden is willing to debate Donald J. Trump, I don't believe that he'll debate in person. I believe that between now and then, if there is a debate at all, It will be where Joe Biden will come by way because of some illness or some inability to travel, etc. You'd realize that the HER report, when it was given about the documents that Biden had, said that he was just an old man that was not cognizant enough to be prosecuted, so therefore he was a feeble old man that couldn't remember things, therefore we're not going to prosecute him. I believe he'll come across in that fashion and want to debate Donald Trump based on some television or televised or some Skype or other programs rather than in person. This article reads, Biden has tyrants obliterating America into existence with liberal agenda. When Joe Biden was inaugurated as president, he inherited from his predecessor, Donald J. Trump, a strong military, a strong southern border, and one of the strongest economies in the United States history, and as has been seen in years. In the time span of less than a half of Biden's presidential term, the United States has experienced a botched retreat from Afghanistan, that goes on and on. Further in the article, many Americans on both sides of the political aisle are concerned about the present political climate in this country and consequences of failure in its leadership. As Americans seemingly deteriorate at the seams, what does the future hold for all of us? End quote. That's something we need to consider, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about that today. This broadcast is going to be talking about further some of the things that every Christian needs to know. Every Christian needs to understand. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, when we look at what is taking place in America, we're in the position, I believe, of absolutely, for conservatives and Christians, we're witnessing our Bill of Rights being undermined. We're witnessing the liberties and the freedom of speech, the religious liberties, and the right to keep and bear arms in the first two amendments of our Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're witnessing the deterioration, the undermining, and the destruction of that Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, the First Amendment, providing our freedom of speech, our religious liberties, I believe is now in the crosshairs of the Biden administration. Listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. The Biden administration is in a position that it's trying to... By the way, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but the Biden administration has been operating on a fiat basis as a dictatorial leader. I believe he's had about 108 or 110 executive orders that's carried out most of what he's done. He has been responsible of late of tweaking Title IX of the educational laws, which basically restricts any activity that will be based on race, sex, orientation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now he's tweaking that so that if there is any transitional changes, any transsexual changes, gender affirmation or gender belief, that they are allowed to go into the girls' bathroom, locker room, shower room. That's been done by executive order. No legislation. So listen, as I speak right now across America, every school, kindergarten through university, it will allow males to enter into any female locker room, shower room, bathroom, dressing room, et cetera, et cetera. And the school principal, the school teachers, the school administration can do nothing about it. I'm looking at a headline, the blog. BLOG is rapidly destroying free speech, free press, democracy itself. There's nothing the political establishment will not do, and no lie that they will not tell to hold on to their prestige and power at our expense. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason, to protect and enshrine itself and enrich themselves for the future. As America approaches a true life or death of the nation election, it is beset with a raft of huge and almost surreal crises, including full-scale foreign invasion across America's southern border, intentionally engineered by the irredeemable, malevolent Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on. We're at an unprecedented place. We're at a crossroads in America. And listen, right in the very midst of the crosshairs of those that are against it is your freedom of speech, my freedom of speech, our religious liberties. We're going to talk about that in more detail right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia.